This is an opportunity for you to review and come to new understandings about the successes and the continuing successes in your life. So while you're listening, allow your inner mind to take over so that your body could relax and your conscious mind, with eyes closed, could slow down its own physiology so that your sense of learning from a calm inner space can take over. And it's important that you be safe with an increasing sensitivity to your own responses and learnings, so that your conscious mind may be fed information that you could understand and organize appropriately for your life. Success is the positive side of a coin. The other side of the coin is failure. They go together. And as you review all the successes in your life, allow your inner mind to notice the balance between success and failure, so that you could become friends with success, and you could become friends with failure. I know when you've really wanted something, when you were younger, perhaps you wanted to ride a bicycle. Maybe you just wanted to swing in the swing set. I know that on your first attempt, you failed. It may not have been an easy failure, but most likely you laughed, giggled, and had a good time with your friends, because in those days you were free to fall down, skin your knees or elbows, and laugh and enjoy. And you could fall off the swing, you may fall down from the bike, and you may cry. And you probably did. I know that your inner mind remembers all of those cries, skin places on your body. And then one day, you rode the bike. One day, you found the right angle and pull on the swing, and it just took off, and you were gliding back and forth, knowing how to do it. And all of a sudden, all of those failures, all those tries that didn't work fell into place. And it's working. What I want you to review and look over is the motivation, the desire that transcends success and failure. I want you to go deeper. When you're really little, before you can even think, maybe you're 5, 6 months old, you want to roll over, but you can't. You're on your back or you're on your tummy, but you're never between with the ability to go from one to the other. It's frustrating. You don't even know why, and yet something inside of you is motivating you to turn over. And you'll try, and you'll try, and you'll try hundreds of times until one day you flip over. And you giggle and you laugh. And maybe you'll be able to flip back. And then again, maybe you won't flip back right away. However, you will know that it's possible, and you won't give up until you can do it. And failure will not get in your way. In fact, each failure will help you learn more about the success that will soon be coming your way. And allow your inner mind to breathe a deep breath of success, as you know that you not only turned over, but eventually you learned to crawl, and then you learned to stand, and at each stage you created for yourself a new view of your world and the world around you. New brain cells began to fire. Your arms, your legs, your external body took on new patterns. And all your life, those patterns are still with you. And even though there were many failures, once the pattern is ingrained, the success continues and continues. I know you say you were happy when you could walk, but then when you became involved with different coordination skills, running, jumping, playing different sports, you needed to go through the same process all over again. In fact, your whole life has been the same process of failing and failing and succeeding. You have many, many, many successes based on learning from many, many failures. And deeper than the success and the failure is a spirit and a drive and a motivation that keeps you going. It's beyond your mind, because when you were little, your mind was not developed. You had no idea of success and failure. You didn't even know what the word success and failure meant. And as you grew older and your mind and your ability to communicate thoughts developed, and your ability to label your emotions developed, and the thought of success and the thought of failure began to be associated with different events and qualities, you have and you learn the ability to stop trying, to shut down like fainting, and you thought you could get off of this continuing cycle of success and failure that began from the moment you were born. And you found out that it's more frustrating, more difficult. And you know deep inside of yourself that when you wanted to swing, you just had to learn how to swing. When you wanted to ride a bicycle, you just had to learn how to ride that bicycle. And when you want to have something that's in alignment with your own highest good and your own nature, you will move towards it with failures and successes, a balance, even though sometimes it may seem impossible. There are many people that have testified in their darkest moment when everything seemed impossible, when it just couldn't be done. They suddenly broke through and gained the success. And I know you have many experiences like this in your life. Your conscious mind may not remember them, but your inner mind does. And I want you to review them. I want you to review their qualities. I want you to review what you had to go through in order to achieve your goals and your vision. And regardless of how unimportant it may seem now to your conscious mind, the process is very, very important, because it's exactly the same regardless of the vision. So take a moment. Listen to the music and review, memorize all of your feelings and all of your sensations so that you could begin the process of assimilating new patterns of success. Thank you. In a moment, you will hear my voice become two voices. Rising into and about the joy region of spirit higher than you could joy imagine living on your mind, where you can asking make guidance, understandings, guidance from angelic where you can fall down, guidance and you from can stand beings, up, and guidance from beings where you're given many that challenges, have your best all of which are necessary heart, for you to so you learn can listen to voices to let thoughts, you know that there's beyond no your out, own thinking. You can't escape this. And they could you help you. You have to learn how to crawl. You have to learn how to walk. You have to learn. And move it forward. And
there's
in
something
ways
in your life that's of the
that
utmost
you haven't
important
thought
to
possible
you.
And you could integrate their
there
learnings.
Are many things. It's not just one
they're
thing
learning
at a time.
To become
you're
on beams
towards
of light and deepest of dreams.
You think that you grow up
and may take
really
on
dark
archetypal shapes
the process
and
of being a child continues
things
and
that
continues.
Perhaps you haven't really thought possible.
There are many visions that
begin
to emerge
and you reach
on the horizon
and
down
of your consciousness
and you seek help
and you
as
reach
new
and you fold down
and you seek help
and
as
you
develop
new
yourself.
Maybe these
maybe
beings
you
have
to
provide
a bite
you
but
long,
you weren't strong enough.
Time ago.
You had to wait,
maybe
you had to do exercise,
hurt them in the plants.
One day everything
house
came into place.
Maybe they have come to visit you.
There may be
maybe
things you need
friends
to learn
and loved ones
or things you need
that
to put
come
together
back across the void.
Things you need to model
on
a
skills you need to model
light
from other people.
Just to whisper in your ears.
And I want you to open
you
up your consciousness,
vision, you
open up yourself to make a space.
Let it come
to
forward,
say,
let
I am willing to make this space
you
to learn.
You haven't learned, you haven't understood.
I am willing
without having
to be
to
like
fall
a child
down
again.
You've
I
got
am willing
to take the risk
to enjoy
to move forward
my failures. I am
and
willing
you could
to enjoy my successes.
Utilize all
I'm willing
their
to face
words
pain and hurt
right now.
And I'm willing to face
and
joy.
What I want you to do is know that these
I can laugh loud and I can cry loud. There are many,
different
many different
ways,
things
shapes and layers
that I know
around your own
that I have found out
essence.
And I can continue
and
to find out in the
chance
future new ways
that you could
to make new discoveries and new possibilities
listen
from that.
Listen,
so that my success
you don't have
based
to
upon
take
many,
you
many different learnings
verbatim
can come
listen
together to be
listen
real successes.
And, over,
and I could
and
share them with myself
them guide
and people around me
effortlessly
and they could be enjoyed.
Into new
it's not so much
of
what is done,
but
the story of what's happening.
So that your
success may be around
be
writing,
and
may be around
refined,
a practice on the healing arts.
And you could
maybe around going to school
more
and discover
process,
maybe around getting a degree
forward
and maybe around speaking
in
someone close to
you
in a new way.
Your resources
it may be around developing new skills and relationships. It could be around making music,
and
painting pictures,
and
writing
and
poetry.
Intertwined.
It could be many
you
different possibilities
within them.
And that success
thoughts and
can grow and grow inside
you
of you because you'll memorize the process
and
of obtaining it.
Verbalize.
And never
you
again
need
you ever fear that process
something even newer
because you can
you
develop a deep honoring and reverence
and help
for
your
ability to move forward and your courage to face
and gradually
again and again and again for the rest
so
of your life. This process of failure, success, failure, success,
and
failure, success,
to these
honoring what's underneath it
that
drives you and motivates
you,
your own nature and your own spirit. Listen
and you
listen
could
and
enjoy
listen even deeper
receiving information
for
from
those
places
possibilities
that could be
emerging
mapped into your own
inside,
brain, mapped into special places
now
that could be played to you in your dreams and echoed through the own fluid in your body so that each cell could take on a new vibration that could gradually come clear down into and through your own bones and you could vibrate outwards and tell everybody around you of this success or the failure and your integrity in meeting it so that when the success comes and it will you could have changed all the patterns so it's a complete vibration of your entire being.
Dreaming now.
I want you to look over and review what's most important for you to pursue. The visions in your own life. And as you do this, there'll be a special tension set up. At one pole, you have your vision, which isn't true yet on the earth level, and yet it's real for you because you want it. At the other pole, you have reality, what's true at the earth level. And between vision and reality, you could imagine a string, like the string of a guitar, a violin, or a piano, stretched between two poles. And I want you to imagine that of all your visions and all your realities in relationship to those visions, that you could take each one now and find the exact right tension. You don't want it to be too strong or too weak. You want the right tension to set up the pole so that vision and reality could merge. And in that merging, your physical body could take on a new resonance, a new posture. You could have a different stand in the world. The stand that says, I embody my vision in this reality. And this is the posture I take. And put together all of your resources so you could see yourself in the future standing for your vision in a way that would be honorable and have integrity. You may have some skinned knees, some hurt elbows. You may have had to have gone through some pain or hurt, some failures, some difficult times. And yet the vision kept guiding you until you knew through a resonance in your body, like the sounding of a soundboard, a pulsation that lifts you and empowers your own inner nature. And beyond your thinking, beyond success and failure, you hear and listen to a deep yes, success. Yes, success.